Curtis E. Flush, you are paired with 100 random people. If you beat every single one of them at something, you win $1 billion. What are you picking?
Not chess.
How many people?
100.
That's so fucking easy, Jared.
And what is it?
Ping pong.
You tied a big game. It's 100 random people.
And ping pong, for sure.
Could be a professional ping pong player.
Yeah, but there's the think of like the percentage of professional ping pong players to the general population. Like, it's probably not going to happen.
You're like, just by luck.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably less than 1 in 100 for sure.
For sure. Maybe 1 in 10,000.
I think what I'd like to do, play to my strengths. So I'm kind of a jack of all trades, master of none.
Okay.
So I think I'd like to do like a 20 event thing against each one. Mm. Really just spread myself thin. And if I'm just decent at all 20.
So you have to do 2,000 games to beat all 100 people.
It's $1 billion.
That's the other thing that the people aren't accounting for is my grit. So I have more heart. You know, that's what my high school basketball coach always loved. Was my heart.
Yeah, the size of his heart.
I also was good at taking charges in basketball. We could do a charge-taking competition.
Okay. Yeah.
Cause,
like flop or no is the game.
Well, no, would that be called a charge in real basketball?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to beat him to the spot. You know?
Mm-hmm. No flopping.
I don't know. I don't think anyone go like, oh my God, Miles is so good at blank. So I'd have to go spread it thin. Wear them down is essentially what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to go with competitive Pokemon battling. I think I would win.
That's a good one.
Are you pretty good at that?
Really fucking nerdy, but yeah.
Very like nerdy. Yeah, but it's $1 billion. I can't be ashamed of $1 billion.
No, you can't.
Like, how do you get good? Can you just slam A like really good?
No, that's not how it works. It's all strategy, and you gotta like.
It's more chess, not checkers.
It really is.
More of an RPG.
I think. So, do you battle often?
I'm really good at Hangman. So I'd maybe play 100 people in Hangman.
So would you be the guesser or the hanger?
You'd each go.
But until
one loses.
Okay.
Hangman's hard.
Hangman is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about how I got Right Mood Ryan in like 3 letters.
Yeah, that is actually impressive.
It's actually, if you're ever playing Hangman, it's harder to do a single word than it is to do a phrase. Because a phrase, you have more letters and you don't get as many wrong. Whereas like a 6-letter word can be very difficult, especially when you don't have a character.
Yeah, you could be
have a category.
Yeah, you can get 5 strikes before you even get 1 letter on the word.
The one stain I have is Anne and my brother had to Google hard Hangman words and they got me on Sphinx.
Ah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That is a tough one.
Well, that'd be good for the spelling bee.
Sphinx.
No. I-N-X. Yep.
I was playing with Becca one time.
I lost. I thought that was a bit, but I don't think it was.
I was playing with Becca one time and I was the person with the word in my head and it was eyelash. And she had every single letter except for the Y and she gave up. She's like, I don't know, M. I'm like, eemlash? You think eemlash is a word?
Just fucking no resilience on that woman.
I have it on video. She was very ashamed.
What's all that? Probably got corn salsa she's eating.
No,
I think I also
fog in the brain.
Speaking of heart, I think I also would like to do who can stay in a cold plunge longer.
I was going to go with that one, but at a certain point, your body develops a hypothermic layer, and it doesn't become cold anymore.
Or you get hypothermia, and hypothermia is all mental.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, we've talked about that, this. Yeah.
Okay,
that's right. I think I would do Madden. I think I could beat
you. You're fucking good at Madden.
I've beat you at Madden before, Jared, and I'm not good.
100 random people. So if you get like an old granny, I think I'd beat them in Madden.
You beat the piss out of them. Mm-hmm.
But you have to beat every single person.
That's true. Yeah, I'd get like a 12-year-old and I'd lose or something.
Whatever.
Super Bowl trivia. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, $1 billion in your pocket.
Lay up. You're a billionaire.
Yeah. Billy.
Ivan Yakunov.
Have you?
No, I have you as his brother.
Ah, you sick fuck.
FEA. Skipping a rock into a plane, one big rock, kasploosh, or a handful of little pebbles hitting in rapid fire.
Killing pebbles.
I don't know if I've ever. I don't know if I've ever threw a rock at a plane before.
Skipping a rock into a plane. So I think it just means skipping a rock,
like just flat.
I think TSA
into a plane.
Yeah, TSA would definitely hold you back from that. Mm-hmm. Air traffic control as well.
Hey guys, you want to go to the airport and throw rocks at planes?
Okay, sorry. This side note: when you guys were younger and there'd be like geese flying over your house, and let's say you were out playing catch, would you ever try and throw it up? And all the time.
Oh, yeah,
didn't even get close.
No.
Depth perception wise, though, it looked close.
I had a wrist rocket slingshot, and I always thought that I could shoot a goose out of the sky.
Hell yeah.
The only time I really experimented heavily in slingshotting was we were on we went to Mount Rushmore as kids, and they like at one of the gift shops, they had slingshots. So me and my brother got slingshots, and we were staying in the woods, and we just were firing rocks at birds the whole time.
That's kind of fun.
It's awesome.
Fuck.
And it was right at the time of Sturgis too. So my parents bought us skull caps that you'd wear in a motorcycle.
Hell yeah.
Mine had flames on it. It was awesome. Great trip.
That's tight.
I don't even remember what Mount Rushmore looked like, but
it's four guys. Four guys up there. Just big faces.
Yeah, there was four guys throwing slingshots around it wasn't Airbnb then, but
Yeah, pre-iPad days for kids were the best.
Hell yeah. Pebbles is out. I would rather throw one individual pebble than a handful of pebbles.
Yeah, you'd rather get a little. Kerplunk is probably number one.
It's got to be from an elevated surface, I feel like, too. Yeah,
but I mean, if you're just strong enough, you can throw it high enough, like I do. But that being said, Ryan. Because you can skip rocks anywhere and everyone's pretty cool with it. But if you start throwing huge rocks into bodies of water, it starts making everyone around you a little uneasy for some reason.
It's very aggressive behavior.
Yeah. And like if you're at the lake and it's like there's cabins all around, like you're just taking people's landscaping rocks. Obviously, yeah. But if you're by a river or something, for whatever reason, it just makes people a little uncomfortable throwing large objects into the body of water. And I like that one a little bit more.
I think I like skipping rocks more than the big kerplunk. They're both very good.
Yeah. And again, if I'm going to kerplunk something, I got to be elevated. Yeah. I got to be up on a bridge or something, dropping straight down.
It is better than being able to throw a big one up and watch it. Dropping it's better.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever, when you're skipping rocks, like if you get a really good one and it gets out there, and then at the very end, it just does a bunch of little ones. Do you ever just go 1, 2, 3, 12?
Yeah, 13. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just like, you know, telling somebody how big of a fish you caught. It's never, you always
embellish.
It. Yeah, you embellish it.
Mm-hmm. Every time I skip one good, I kind of look around, make sure somebody saw it. And when they don't, I get sad.
Yeah.
You see that?
My wife, I always look at her. I'm like, did you see how sick that was? And she doesn't seem impressed.
Right.
It's fucking stupid.
I would think it's impressive, Ryan.
Thank you.
We should do a segment on our regular podcast about like things our wives should think is impressive.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Should write that down. That's a good one.
I'll write it down right now.
Like when you're playing a video game and you beat a level. Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They should care.
Let's save it. Let's save it. Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/YouBetcherRadio.